Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than depending on Ann Jackson or Brown Cotton for help. Better than that.
Yes, I'd say.
Our number to call in, only for portion number one of the show, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Join the Den Pen, the chat room. Have fun with it. Knock yourself out. I'm not even going to mention the other stuff about the, you know, going to davincomedy.com because the website's getting fixed and that's going away.
Yeah.
I'm getting rid of the chat room on that site. All the Davin's End, it's not going to be Davin's End stuff there anymore on Davin Comedy.
It's just going to be Davin.
As it should be.
Yes.
As it should be, all me. That's Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
I'm Davin Rosenblatt. Joe will be here, oh, in Joe fashion late time.
He can't help it.
I'm not saying he can. I'm just saying he's not here now.
Right.
Also, comedian Kevin Israel will be joining us later on.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we got a full thing tonight. So on the show tonight, we're going to see how Ann Jackson's faring with their scammer cartel. Comedian Kevin Israel, like I said, he's going to be joining us. I don't know if he's going to be here to recap the tour he just completed with me for the Midwest.
Okay.
I don't know if he'll be here for that, but a very odd tour.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to do that on the syndicated portion where we have to be tight with time, but I have a feeling it's going to be one of those things that if you're listening live on the internet or the podcast, you're going to hear way more than I'm going to be able to put on the syndicated version. So, yeah, we just might blow through the time on that because it was just a string of shit that you people love and makes me miserable.
Woohoo!
I will give this tease. I now have an opinion of a branch of the military that I did not.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not... that's sounding like a promising story. It doesn't sound promising for that branch of the military.
I'm sure they're on the edge of their seat as we speak.
I'm sure.
Let's see. Oh, Kevin's father. This was fascinating. Fortunately, it worked out okay. Was almost victim of a horrific scam.
Oh.
A dangerous scam.
Oh, my God.
So Kevin's going to be here. He's going to talk about that. If Kevin doesn't make it on time, I'll talk about that.
Okay.
Because I know. But, yeah, it's pretty shady. Things have been going on with you since I've seen you last.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Joe has antics with his house or something.
Yes.
So we'll catch up with both of you. And then we're doing something we've never done before. It's never been done anywhere. We're going to do a brand new bit for the whole second Talk Radio Network show. Because, yeah, we're off again next week. It's summer. It's summer, kids.
Yeah.
It's summer.
Sometimes we got to take a break.
Yeah. So we're going to be off again next week. So we're doing two Talk Radio Network shows. We're going to do the Divided States of America. Because let's be honest, you conservatives don't like us libs, and us libs don't like you conservatives.
Yeah, so there.
Yeah, so we're all going to our own corners. No, not exactly. We're going to have a draft, and we're going to try to see who can make the most successful society for today and for the future.
Yes.
And there will be some monkey wrenches thrown in, which I will explain later on in the show. But yes, it shall be Pip and I. Even though I'm not really liberal, I'm more liberal than not. And
yeah, and I'm more
liberal than not.
Yes.
I mean, you know, in certain company, we're pinko libs, we're pinkos.
Well, and in certain companies, we're very moderate to almost conservative.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I will say it is no longer fair to call us commies, considering Trump's and Vladimir Putin's bromance.
Yeah.
I believe now if you're a Trump supporter, you're a commie, a pinko commie.
Really?
I think that's what's happened now. But, well whatever. I'm not going to get into that.
I was just thinking about that this morning. I bought some Luke oil from the Ruskies.
Ugh.
This would not have happened.
You're part
under
of the problem.
Yes.
Joe, of course, will be representing the conservatives, and Kevin, who actually is part of the political process for the Republicans, will be assisting Joe.
Good.
So it'll be nice and even.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think Kevin is quite the Trump supporter that Joe is, but a Trump supporter is a special type of conservative.
Well, but
one that isn't really conservative.
Well, we'll find out. I mean,
he had
quite a week. Let's see if he's still
Listen, I'll speak for Kevin. He doesn't love Trump and he doesn't love Hillary. So,
okay.
So you know, but he comes from a center right, and
yes.
I come in from a center left.
Yeah, because I don't like either very much either.
Yeah, but we can both agree this kind of sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but so Joe is the one who's passionately in.
Right. He's in.
Yeah. Joe is in.
Yeah.
Joe is drinking the Kool-Aid and loving every minute of it, and that's cool. Joe will be captain of the conservative team, so that'll be fun. A little bit of show news that if you're, follow us on Facebook, you might already know about. So the company that syndicates us, you know, we do this lovely weekend version of the show. They play us on the weekends throughout the country. Some big markets, some not big markets. So I was talking To the guy who we deal with over there, who I deal with over there.
Yeah.
Because I had submitted an audio for something that he wants me to possibly do, where it'd be security, security advice, cybersecurity advice that they would play during news segments. So we're talking about that,
mm-hmm.
you know, getting me that. So I just I called him up and went,
you got a guy.
I got a guy. So I called him up and asked him if he'd listened to it yet. And he said, no, I haven't, because one of their weekday hosts passed away untimely.
Yeah, that's so terrible.
Yes. Terrible. Unfortunate.
And now.
And now. You are despicable. I kind of led you to that, but.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
In every way possible.
So we got to chatting, and he's like, well, you know, we had one of the weekend hosts, and it was okay. So he's like, well, would you be interested in covering a weekday for us? I'm like, yeah. I go, we'll knock it out of the park for you. We've been doing this a long time. We started on terrestrial. That's not an issue at all. So now it's just a matter of setting it up. So we would be on Drive. Well, you know, they got to remember they have a lot of West Coast affiliates. So we would be 9 to 12 Eastern,
mm-hmm.
And then earlier in other parts of the country. So it'd be like one day we're doing it. Then if it all goes well, he can go to the powers that be and go, see, this is what I've been telling you guys. You know, let's give them a shot or more opportunity. Now, the thing that hinders this particular show is if Joe and Pip did not have 9 to 5ers, I would say give us a week. Let me show you what I could do in a week. But they do have 9 to 5ers, so it's hard for me to push that. I could possibly do it with other people, have you guys do the one day and then maybe come in another day. Because, you know, some of these summer colds can be a real pain.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, truly.
they, you know, sometimes you can't get rid of them. Or, you know, Joe might be afraid to come home. you know, things happen. Mm. I could do that. I don't know if I'm going to do that. So the hard thing is getting we're trying to figure out getting a studio.
Yes.
To do it, because they use a different signal than we use. We're using an internet signal. So the question is, can we hook up the machine that they get the signal to our board?
It's the age-old question.
Yes.
Do our male and female parts match?
Yes. If so, we could do that here. Can they grab our internet feed like some terrestrial stations do?
Yeah.
If so, we could do it here. Ideally, we'd like to do it here because it's cheaper. And...
And we're comfy.
Yeah, everybody's comfy here. So they want us to take live phone calls, but we wouldn't have a call screener, so I'd have to figure that out. Maybe I'd hire a screener. If we did it, we'd probably use the Den Pen, right?
Yeah.
Think so.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know when it's going to be. I spoke to him the other day. He's thinking later in the month. I was pushing for earlier, but I'm away a lot.
Yeah.
I am away a lot the coming week, so I'm going to talk to him. Hopefully tomorrow. Hopefully I'll have some technical answers, Pip Helix. So,
yes, yes.
So I could call him tomorrow. So the best thing to do is if you want to see when we're going to be broadcast and if you can hear it on the internet, because this is going to be big. This is going to be all over the country, even a lot more markets than we're in now. Then to go check my Facebook page if you happen to be one of the small amount that's friends with me. I don't accept a lot of people.
No, neither do I.
Or go to the Davin's Den Facebook page.
Right, and then you'll be part of the more than the usual group listening to us. Woohoo!
Well, a lot of people listen; they just don't participate.
No, I know.
I know.
No, there. When they say that there are people who are participating, there's like so many more people that listen, but that aren't like calling in or aren't in our Den Pen because they're driving, and we appreciate you not being in the Den Pen while you're driving.
The regulars in the Den Pen, they just become a part of our life, though. They become friends.
Yeah, they absolutely are.
So that's the negative of being in the Den Pen.
Actually, I think yeah. Yeah, so most of them we know personally
because they're here with us every week.
Yes,
or large stretches of time, so we get to know them. So that's the advantage or disadvantage of being in the Den Pen.
Yes,
if you choose to be or not to be. So that news is coming. So we'll figure that out. I got to talk to you know who knows what's going
to
be.
You got to talk to another guy.
But I will tell you this, Pip Helix. If we do do the syndicated show across the country, the morning show, bit coming back, scamming the scammers.
Yes.
Haven't done it in a while.
Right.
You know, after Belinda, you kind of retire a bit.
You know what? Yeah, because that was just, she was so exceptional.
And I did like, I have a couple short ones, but I think I would start day one of the one, which was a lengthier one, which nobody's ever seen, where I posed as a woman. I posed as a female, and this male was trying to scam me.
I was wondering what the whole bra thing was about, now I understand.
You know I love to get into character.
I know. You're very method.
So I think that has to come back if we're going to do something, if we're going to, you know, try to cross over, I think we got to bring that back. It was a signature bit.
Oh, absolutely. And it's great.
And then I guess I got to have to try to, honestly, I haven't tried to scam scammers in so long. I just don't have the time and I don't want to let them into my world.
I know.
And I get very engrossed.
I know. No.
Yes, I said that.
Yeah, you do.
And then the other bit of news is, so I tried to pitch our show to SiriusXM over a con, on one of the comedy networks, but they're kind of more comedy, stand-up comedy centric at
right.
this point. So I'm like, okay. So I just pitched another show,
mm-hmm.
which would just be a half an hour or hour weekly. That's what I pitched.
Right.
Where it'd be stand-up, it'll be stand-up. I don't want to say what it is yet until I get it in the can.
Yeah, yeah, don't.
But I will tell you.
Show all your cards.
I will tell you it is based on a bit that we've done on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just expanding it
mm-hmm.
and having it focus on others.
Right.
So I will leave it there, and I'm getting some interest to do the pilot from some known names. A couple known names.
Interesting.
Have expressed interest in doing it. So when I get that recorded and I get that over to them, we'll see what happens. But they are interested in the idea. This was something that iHeartRadio had expressed interest in me doing, but I didn't have the time.
Right.
So. Who knows? Maybe terrestrial, maybe Sirius, maybe internet, maybe we pack it up and go home. I don't know. But certainly, like, when it rains, it pours.
Right.
And I got a TV show pilot / scissor reel I got to try to film in the next 3 weeks.
In the next 3 weeks?
Yeah. Well, it's only going to take a day or two.
Oh, okay.
To do it. But this is something I worked on last year very quickly, was not happy with the way it came out.
Yeah.
It was put haphazard. The idea is very good, but the filming of it was so... Not. Let's put it this way. The guy who hired the film team didn't even show me. That's how upset he was with it. So we're going to do it right this way. And this is an idea that also has interest from TV executives. So I just got to get it out there and done properly.
You know, it's amazing when you see something that's done poorly or amateurish. When you see that happen, you really get an appreciation for having professionals
yes.
do it really well.
I'm just thankful that this person who we're working with told me and
just said, look,
as opposed to letting me just dream, which happened for a while.
Yeah,
because you hate to see people be proud of something and not so much.
It's like, oh my god, look at it.
A good friend would say, a good friend or business decision would say,
oh,
I wouldn't show that to people.
Yeah, like no.
That's
oh.
what good friends do.
Okay.
Just saying, it was a good thing to do.
Sometimes you do have to say, oh, honey, no. No.
No.
No. No,
and
honey,
then rape
no.
happens. Oh, no, different story.
God.
What, no?
How do we... No. And
no. No.
No.
So that is what's been going on with me. Also, I got to do stuff for my parents now I never had to do. Like, this whole texting thing eludes them.
Yeah.
I have to arrange. I don't mind because they do so much for me. Like when I need to go to the airport, they drive me to the airport,
which is very nice.
Yes, it's extremely nice. But they're going on a cruise, and they have a regular guy who drives them.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's his company. But he's not good at picking up the phone. So over the past couple of years, it has fallen to me to do the texting, the go between back and forth.
Because they don't text.
They don't text, and he doesn't pick up the phone.
Oh my
God!
So
that's kind of what when you came down. That's kind of what I was dealing with.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, this is what I do now.
Well, you know what? There are so many other things that you could be being asked to be done for your parents.
Yes, no.
So texting a dude is...
That's fine.
Oh, so far down the list.
I just booked my airfare to go back to Oklahoma.
Where the wind goes sweeping down the plains. Why are you going back to Oklahoma?
What an excellent question for work, to perform.
Okay.
At a casino I did last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going back. I'm flying in a day early so I could do ridiculous, like, 5 a.m., 6 a.m. TV and radio.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one where they put your name in really big letters on
That's
the
one of the
board?
Ones.
Yeah,
That's
I
one
know.
Of the ones.
I know that's happened more than once, but I meant just recently.
Sometimes I'm
recent.
In chalk. Sometimes I'm in light bright.
Sometimes it's spray paint.
One of the last places where I got banned, I was up in huge things.
Yeah, and you got banned?
Yeah, that was the one. Oh, I never said what I never. Yeah, I got banned.
Oh,
the guy when the guy who was running came up with me about the feature. Did the feature want to know if I had a key?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got banned.
Oops.
Yeah, the guy didn't like the way I handled that. So there's another one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I do get banned.
Yeah, but for the most ridiculous reasons.
Yes.
If it was like, we think you're a jackass, you're terrible on stage,
well,
you insulted all these people.
I think he thinks I'm a jackass.
I meant on stage. I mean, you could...
I killed that show on stage.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. If you could be the biggest jackass, but if you're killing on stage, why do they care?
They don't care. It always comes down to one person. Listen, I mean, who knows if I'm coming back to the tour I just did. That's how weird stuff was.
Wow.
Weird stuff. I hope Kevin's here for that portion of it.
I do, too. Well, it's nice to hear both sides, you know, so you can go,
There is no other side.
No, I don't.
Kevin and I are on the same page with this.
I didn't mean like you'd be arguing it out. Davin, you're wrong.
No, he's not Joe. No.
We have one Joe. We don't need another Joe.
But true words have never been spoken.
No, that's not what I meant.
What? We need more than one?
I know. No, that would, it would be chaotic.
Yeah, to say the least.
But it's nice to hear somebody else's nuanced take from their own perspective.
Yes. So we hope Kevin makes it for that. I guess that's that's all the stuff until we do get done with Ann Jackson, eh?
Okay, that's the show news so far.
Well, you know, I got to do this, so I have to stop working the phones. if you want to pack it in, I'll make some calls.
What do you think we're on a telethon? Yeah, no, there have been telethons for worst. Oh, and by the way, Lisa says there is only Davin's side.
Lisa understands.
Well, she listens to the show every week, so she knows.
She knows. Lisa knows. There's my side, and then there's you're wrong.
See, my new day job boss says that. He's kidding.
Not my problem. Not my problem. He's indecisive.
No, it's not indecisive.
He's indecisive. He's a problem.
No.
He's a huge problem. Nothing but problems. All right. So you want to do the Scam Busters?
Yeah.
That's the enthusiasm I love. All right. What are our categories?
Okay. Our categories for this evening are the perennial favorite, Mr. Davin.
Oh, it's a favorite. We just do it.
Well, it makes you sound like a hairdresser.
Oh, by the way, I told Kevin Israel about the punishment song, which I have not done in quite a long time.
No. Well, nobody's needed the punishment.
It's true. The den pen's been very well behaved.
Oh, yeah, they have, but Tom is here tonight.
Well, you know what? The reason it came up was because Kevin was saying how much he liked Convoy, and I was saying how formerly trucker Tom hates that song, and I would play that as punishment.
But he acts like he doesn't mind it.
Right. We know. So I said, you know, I would punish our audience with that. And he goes, oh, so basically what you do on stage?
Oh! He does know you pretty good.
He knows if an audience gets out of hand, they will be dealt with.
Yes, they will. And they are punished.
Although you will see, and I will explain to it with the stories, I've kind of had to pull back off some of that.
Off the punishment?
Not punishment jokes.
Oh.
Off my tact when mayhem. And we'll get into that.
Okay.
Is
that something that came out of this last adventure or just
no,
in general?
No, just decisions I've made as I see society deteriorate.
Oh, true. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So we'll get into that.
I get you.
It's supposed to be a 12-minute and 47 segment. It won't be.
We're gonna keep going.
Yeah, on the internet you're gonna love it. On the syndicated, I'll give them the best of. All right. So we got Mr. Davin.
We do, and then we're gonna go back to one that we've heard but we haven't done recently. So-called Melvin Santos.
Mm, so-called.
So-called. And then this category is any mention of her job or jobs.
What does that mean? That's very vague.
She talks about how many jobs she has
to take.
Well,
saying is she interviewing for another job? Is she coming back from a job? That's very vague.
But she's always talking about that. But
it's the word job.
How many times she talks about her jobs?
It's just the word job.
Job or jobs?
A little bullshitty right there. A little bullshitty.
Or work. Yeah, job or work.
Why don't you make it broader?
Well, no, sometimes she talks about it a lot. Sometimes she never mentions it.
Fine.
All right. That's my category. I'm sticking to it.
All right. What are you guessing here? Because Joe?
Right. Oh, you know what? I actually wrote Joe down here.
Well, Joe will be here. Joe doesn't listen to the show anymore because he doesn't want to interrupt the flow.
I know.
That's first Joe's baby step to quitting. I think that's what it is. I think next thing is, listen, I don't want to do the show anymore because I don't want to interrupt the flow.
I don't want to chew the show. Let's see. So now Lisa says three Mr. Davins, no so-called Melvin Santos, and the jobs or work, she's saying two times. Joe's girl.
Hello, Joe's girl.
Hi, Joe's girl. We did miss you.
I dream about the Den Pen when I'm not with them.
I know you
do. I had a dream last night that the world ended and I was the last one alive, according to my wife.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What do you mean, according to your wife?
Well, I told her about it because she was downstairs. I'm like, well, come up. I'm like, come up to bed. I can't sleep.
I
had a bad dream. The world ended.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very tired.
Yeah. No, I know. So. Joe's girl says, three Mr. Dobbins, no so-called Melvin Santos. Oh, ye of little faith. And one Jobs. So I'm going to say four Mr. Dobbins. One so-called Melvin Santos, and two mentions of her Jobs.
I forgot the social media. I social media the show this morning. Forgot to do it in the afternoon like I usually do. Oh, well.
Oh, I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
So we got everybody in? Tom come in there?
Yeah, Tom just got in.
All right.
He's for Mr. Dobbins. No so-called Melvin Santos. No mentions of Jobs.
They kind of think you suck.
They
without saying you suck, they said you suck.
I know they did.
Now the question
I see that.
The
How
question
badly
is,
do I suck?
Do you go A-Rod when he gets signs with the Tampa Bay Rays next week and prove everybody wrong? Or
do you think that's going to happen?
It could. I don't know.
But he's got another year on his contract. How can he retire?
I don't know.
How does that work?
Well, he's going to be a coach. He's going to be a special instructor.
So they're going to pay him those mounds
of
money.
They're going to pay him the money anyway, like $27 million or $21
million. Get out.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out. You know, you're going to get paid all that money, and then you're just going to do, like, not to say that these are lowly jobs, being coaches or advisors, but, I mean, you're going to do that and not play?
They don't want him to play.
What, because he's so bad?
In their opinion.
Uh-huh. So they're going to pay him all that money just to sit
to
and
help
go,
with the kids. Help with the kids.
And go, here, no, you should bend your arm this way.
Well, they're supposedly very good with the kids.
Oh, God.
Last contract to George Steinbrenner. Last big contract.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
All right. So we will resume our... Because I don't know what the hell we were talking about. It was 2 weeks ago. But I know we were in a conversation with IC3 Brown Cotton. And I know we were in a conversation with Anne.
Yes.
And the last thing Brown Cotton did... Because remember, Anne is now feeding victims to Brown Cotton in the hopes that Brown Cotton can help. So Brown Cotton gave two email addresses. One was cyberservices.com and the other was Gmail.
Yeah, because they're very official.
Sure. I think they go right directly to Hillary's server. So everything can be reviewed.
In another closet someplace.
Yes, exactly. So we'll continue there. Ann says, okay. Then Brown goes, well, wait. Give them my own. Only I will control them, and it will be faster, okay?
Oh, God. So he wants to be the top dog on this particular account.
Brown Cotton's got, you know, he's got, so good things go smoothly. The personal attention a scam victim needs.
Well, you know what? He doesn't want to pass it over to a supervisor or even, like, just another, shift.
Are you saying Brown Cotton's doing this under the books?
He might be doing it off the books.
Are you saying he can't be trusted?
Yes, huh. I am saying that.
Very hurtful. He is fake FBI. A little more respect.
I know. Okay. And I know. No more respect. Okay.
So then that email is the same one he had just put with the gmail.com. So he's a moron.
Oh.
He goes, give them this. And then he capitalizes only.
Okay.
So I'm guessing the cyber services one might work. Go into like a group where they all like check in and whatever. These are the new accounts. These are the new people we're going to victimize. But Brown Cotton's like, you know what? I got these.
Yeah,
this is my lead anyway.
Yeah, right. So why should I have to share my commission with any of these other adults?
Exactly. Well, I don't want to divide the yak.
It's good barbecue.
Exactly. And Anne goes, okay. She goes. Brown Cotton goes, I will also ask them to contact them. Anne says anti-scam sites are bad. Not her. This is not her problem because many victims do not get reply from FBI.
Wait. Wait a second. Anti-scam sites are bad?
Yeah.
That's
remember, she feels that she's been hunted by them.
Oh, yeah. So now she's going to go against the people, against the bad guys. Okay.
Yes.
Brilliant.
No. Brown Cotton goes, does she want to retrieve her funds back or not? Because remember, these victims, they have questions.
Yeah.
Listen, lady. Do you want to get your money and pay the fee or not? I don't got time for this. There's other people that need to be scammed.
Yeah, it's like, shut up and give me your money.
Because if you're going to be paying the ass, I'm going to put you in the group pool, and I'm just going to take my 20%. But, you know, if you're ready to hand over the money now, you're going to get the personal attention that Brown Cotton will give you.
Well, he thinks that this is good because she's been forking over money for quite a while, apparently. And so these people that she's bringing over, she's already pre-qualified his leads.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That she's the pre-qualifier. Mm-hmm. You've been pre-approved to lose your money.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so nice. I like when a plan comes together. So Anne goes, this is why. I am asking the same question. Brown goes, they are not lucky. Anne goes, true.
They're not lucky.
They have no idea how not lucky they are.
Really?
Anne goes, this is true. This is why they complain about the authorities. Then the rumor spread. You know. I also doubt if they file the complaints. Because they file, because as we talked about, they file legitimately, but a lot of times you don't hear.
Right.
But
you don't hear back.
Brown Cotton goes, yes. Anne goes, this is why. People lie. This is why they think the authorities do not work.
People lie?
Yeah.
She's telling Brown Cotton?
People lie. Victims lie.
Yeah.
Make the true decision. And so she says what she told one of these people, Marina. She goes, make the true decision and tell the FBI, okay? This is what I can say. This is what I told Marina. She must make the decision and then tell you. She files the complaints. Brown goes, did she reply to you? Anne goes, she is thinking how to raise money, maybe. I told her, opening file case needs to pay. It is not free. But it is.
But it is.
Wouldn't you love to see this on a GoFundMe?
Oh, my God. Lisa said she should get a commission.
Anne?
Yes.
Well, that's been rumored, right?
Yeah.
She's in on it.
It has been rumored. I don't think Lisa meant herself. That Lisa should get a commission.
No, I didn't mean that Lisa was in on it. I don't think.
I know.
Changing it over to Canadian money.
I don't know the exchange rate. I can't be bothered with these things.
From yen to, what is it, CDs? Is that what it is in Ghana? I think that's what it was, the CDs.
I don't remember.
Yeah. So whatever the Canadians use. I don't know.
Canadian dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loonies and toonies.
Colored paper, oh my.
Don't be racist. Brown Cotton goes, 2,500. They have sent form to them. Anne goes, what form? Which one? Brown Cotton goes, form? Yes. Yeah. You know what it's like? It's like if Donald Trump and a retard were to tweet to each other and they both had to decipher what the hell they were talking about.
I know.
That's what these instant messages conversations are like.
It is.
Because nobody knows. And it's in very short words.
Yeah, but yes, no, okay, why? Fuck you.
Bad. Sad.
Yeah, I know. Just tiny little words.
Disaster.
What?
They will fill it properly, okay, and send the fees. Anne goes, okay, I will tell them. Brown goes, good. Anne goes, how is Green?
Why?
He got injured, seriously. Brown says, getting treatment.
Okay.
Anne says, you can see Asian mafias. They are dangerous. They are druggers, too.
Wait, they're duggers?
No, druggers.
Okay.
We never said they raped a kid.
Oh, okay. You know, they didn't even think about it?
No. Well, we all think about it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I got to go. Lightning is going to strike the studio.
Yeah, we're in the basement. It's fine. Brown goes, yes. Anne goes, Dr. Melvin should believe in me. I asked to send more people. Will he do it? Brown goes, sure he does. He don't give a shit.
No, whatever.
Anne goes, he did it? He sent more people to arrest the mafias? And then this is a letter, an email from somebody to Anne. I'm not going to say the name, but hi, yes. Yesterday, I sent my statement to Interpol, as you said, to UN, and to IC3. Later, I will write the message. I must get my son from my girlfriend. Soon later, I will contact with you. Thanks. And then Anne goes, please contact this victim. She will contact me. I will tell you the result. So they're courting another one.
Yeah, I know. But wait. Now, she said she must get her son from her girlfriend?
Maybe it's just a way of saying friend.
Oh, okay.
Or it's a very progressive couple. I don't know.
Oh, no. I actually was being heteronormative and thinking, is this a man speaking?
Yeah, I don't think you should use terms like heteronormative.
Why not?
Chances are I won't know what it means. Stop playing above the room.
I'm so sorry.
You should be. Brown goes, who is this? Anne goes, she lost 55,000 US dollars. Brown goes, her name?
perk.
Go on.
Of course he did.
And this is our victim. And this is our victim A.
Oh.
Brown says they have sent her form already. Anne goes, okay. She should contact only IC3.
Okay.
Anne goes, I will confirm it with her, because she got no reply. Her Interpol refused her case in her country. She told me, no one cares. This is why she reported her scam every authority, as I told her. Brown goes, okay.
Yeah, sure she did.
Anne goes, this is why I think no one cares. No authority cares. So then Brown goes, gives an email address with a failure, but it's a Russian email. Oh, you know what? Maybe it was her email address, but it comes back a failure delivery. Anne goes, not this one. Then gives a different one.
What?
A different one for the victim.
Oh, great. Yes. So now she can't only lead her once, lead her twice.
Yeah. Brown goes, okay, they got it. Anne says, do not send it. She is being hacked. So the other one.
Okay.
They said it. Is this your mail? And then she's having a conversation with Marina. Are you there? Which mail address? Yes, it's my post box. You're being, Anne goes, you're being blocked by your scammers. Oh my God, you're being hacked. This is being hacked. I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Really?
This is being hacked. She is stupid. I don't know. I feel a little stupid for reading that.
Well, it's really interesting how it's incomprehensible, and it's two people who are being mutually exclusively incomprehensible, and how they are communicating is beyond me.
I feel bad that we didn't explain this since we're doing it at the top of the show.
Oh, well, I mean, what this is about is that there's a woman named Anne Jackson who was scammed by these romance scammers, and they kept playing her for a fool and one guy pretending to be in love with her, taking her money. The rest of these guys are pretending to be people in positions of, you know, like FBI agents or Interpol, and they're pretending they're going to help her. But all of them are scammers as well. And you can tell by the email addresses that they write back and forth to her on that, I mean,
they're not government email addresses.
They're not. They're like Yahoo and things.
Yahoo.
It's ridiculous. So now Anne, who has positioned herself as I'm the expert on dealing with scammers, has people believing, other victims believing that she knows what she's doing, and all she's doing is leading them right into the hand of other scammers. It's ridiculous.
So then she sends this to Brown. This is from Anne. This is a conversation that she had with Marina. You're being hacked, Marina. I'm telling you the truth. They are watching you. Scammers. Everywhere.
Davin pauses to look around.
Don't you see it? Do not put yourself in danger. This is why I want to tell you. Consider it and send it to IC3. I have nothing to say. Brown goes, good. He added an extra O.
Good. Yeah, good. Shut your trap, woman. I'm sick of you.
Mr. Burns. Excellent.
I will have my minions call you in the morning.
Yes. Did you tell her the fees? Oh, Brad, you always on point.
Yeah, always. Oh, yeah. And what are these fees? They pretend that there are these fees that you have to pay for somebody to open a case and help you get your money back from the scammers. And you know what? There are no fees.
There are no fees. There are no fees.
There are no fees.
Anne goes, yes, I am telling her. Brown goes, okay.
Yeah, thanks, Anne, for telling her how much money to give the new scammer.
Anne goes, she does not know she gets hacked. Somehow Anne does.
Yeah, how does she think she knows?
Brown says she should do it fast. Anne goes, I am warning her. I do not want to talk to her too much. She does not know anything about this. Stupid. I am sick of this. I told her.
Oh, that's rich. Anne calling somebody stupid.
You know, it's like a therapist. You know, it's just, you know, you are fucked up.
I know. It's like, excuse me?
When it's a therapist, he's fucked up.
Of course.
We'll get there later on, too.
Oh, boy. Oh, this is an action-packed show.
It most certainly is. See, a little foreshadowing for you lit majors.
Yeah, I was.
Well, that's all. I just do it for you.
Thank you.
Everything else is incidental. I'm homonormative.
No, you're not.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Brown goes, okay. And then Anne says, so this is what she's telling Marina. Send mail to IC3 or make a decision. It is necessary to pay for it. Brown goes, she will comply. She paid $85,000 already.
Did he say that?
He said she paid $85,000.
Oh, man, but that's really brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, she'll comply. She already paid $85,000.
That's another $2,500 amongst not friends.
Oh, God.
Anne goes, she lost so much money. OMG. She really put OMG. Apparently she's 14 and texting. He likes me? OMG. And Brown goes, yes.
He loves you not.
She have to be fast now. Going for break now. We'll be back. I hope you told all of them the fees, $2,500.
I'm going on a break, so make sure you get around there and tell everybody what the fees are.
Listen, this yak ain't going to walk itself.
Look, I got to go get a smoke. You do my business for me, and you got to tell all these bitches to cough up the $25.
Run along, you little minx.
Pretty much.
Bring them back to Poppy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's see. Marina says that she's paid $56,961.
Jesus.
Brown goes, okay. She did the mistake. Her scammers are in Ghana. She should be fast. Tell her now. Mr. Brown, let them think about it. So once again, we see Brown Cotton go, tell them now. Hurry.
How
he knows they're in Ghana, I don't know.
Well, also, the thing is that he's saying, hurry up and give us the fee so we can get started on the case. It's like, no, hurry and talk them into giving more money over so that I don't lose out.
And Anne's like, well, let them think about it. $2,500 is big fees after being broke. I just told her the truth. Marina now believes in the truth. Brown goes, okay. If time is delayed, the corporates will be spending the funds. That is why I urge them to be fast. Did she receive the email? Ask her to fill it now and send back, okay?
Oh, boy.
Not fill good. It?
Yeah, well, Lisa's got a point. No time for thinking. I mean, that's the kind of
that's a
recurring
quick, thing.
Yeah, well, that's the pressure clothes.
My clothes.
Yeah.
That's what I do with women. Listen, this erection isn't going to stay here all night. You got to jump on it now. I've already paid $2,500 in fees for you to be here.
This opportunity is only going for now, now.
You have Brown Cotton's attention.
Wait a minute now.
Oh, I just revealed too much.
Yeah.
He's been to Ghana. No.
Is that what you call it? Brown Cotton?
I do.
Oh.
I do.
I knew it.
Only after anal. Oh! There it was! Yeah. You don't know how you can work an anal joke into this portion, but you can.
How do you work it in?
Well, hopefully easily, but sometimes not so much. And you get some marks on the side, like racing stripes.
Oh, jeez. You know, ew.
Listen, I got two portions of the show I got to do clean tonight, all right?
Okay.
Get this out of my system now.
So to speak.
Okay. Joe should be here now. Joe, you're tardier than expected.
Nah, well, he'll get here. Told you, it's ugly out there.
It's not so pretty in here. So then this is the letter. This is what I write to Anne. Anne, these actions are why you come under attack by anti-scammers. You were feeding victims to scammers. You were feeding people who trusted you to the enemy. Can you really blame everybody for being upset with you? A lot of people felt you were working with the scammers. People felt the Anne Jackson person you created was an expert, and here you were leading them to further ruin.
Yeah.
You now even see how bad these people that you were sending victims to really are. This is where all the hostility stems from. They say, but Anne was an expert. You say you are an expert.
Yeah, and it's like she's so far from an expert.
Yes. I have never looked at it like that. I came from this whole thing with an open mind. I never had an investment in you being some type of anti-scam savior. So when the allegations about you came, I did not have the anger toward you. I spent months with you. I think you were so wrong about so many things.
Oh, really?
I think these victims never should have thought you could help them. But I do not think you intentionally led them so far astray. I think you are a victim. Do you understand why people who held you in such high regard have turned their back on you?
I mean, yeah. Because how could... I don't think that she did it on purpose. I don't think she did it to be deceitful. I just think that she really, truly does not understand what she's doing to them.
Right. Then I ask her, there's two... the victim who brought this to our attention has the same name as somebody else.
Okay.
So I ask her about that. I say, I know you hate the one who brought this to attention. I want you to think about something. If it were not for the woman who brought this to attention, I never would have reached out to you. She's the one who asked me originally to find out the truth about you because she did not know. She knew you put her in contact with bad people, but she did not know why. On purpose? Confused? Mistake? So if you think I have helped you in any way, then on some level you should be appreciative of the person.
Right.
If not for her, perhaps we never talk and you never get your side of the story out there. We have been over it a bunch of times. Why I can't report these people to American authorities. They are not Americans. I know you believe with all your heart that they are. I no longer attempt to change your mind on that. I just have nothing that I can go to the Pentagon with that shows that the people you have spoken with are who they claim to be. Every right. shred of evidence says otherwise. And then I asked, did Rita claim to have a relationship with the Miller you were speaking with?
Say that again.
Did Rita claim? Remember, that was another woman that was brought in.
Oh yes.
Claimed to have a having a relationship with the Miller you were speaking with.
And
she writes to me about the woman who brought this to our attention. And Rita, I really do not know what is going on with her and Miller.
Okay.
I do not know what is going on with the woman who brought this to our attention in Green. Remember, she thinks they're in a relationship. These women are crazy. They told me they fell in love with them. This is why they blame me. I did not know the situations well about James H. Miller. Remember, Miller's professed his love to Anne.
Yeah.
This man is...
a fucking liar?
No.
Oh.
This man is fucking assholes. So I don't know if she's calling him that or he's actively doing that right now.
Is this the anal section of the show?
Well, a lot of the show shit, so...
Oh, God.
This man is fucking assholes. I dare say the truth to you because I do not love him. He introduced UK EFCC to me. That's another fake scammer.
Yeah.
ICT Brown Cotton contacted me and the Interpol, Eric Poor, and then UN Melvin Santos. I introduced these people to James H. Miller and Parker Green, and you said they are scammers from Africa. In fact, they are from USA.
Oh, here she goes again. Those filthy lying Americans.
FBI admitted Brown Cotton from IC3, and I did once withdraw. And I did once withdraw my submit about what Brown Cotton did to me. I need you to call FBI and then report him again, and he will get arrested. And James H. Miller and Parker Green too.
Oh, of course they will.
So I respond. The victim who brought this to our attention blames you because you introduced her to Green. You show me things where you were trying to introduce others to Green. I do not know about Rita.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's very confusing because they're saying that, these women are crazy because they fell in love with these scammers. But as much as she said that she never did, why would he be professing his love to her just a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, you know what? Hard to get.
Yeah.
Hard to get.
Is that what she's doing?
That's what she's doing. A little hard to get. Hello, mm-hmm. Joe.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
A little raspy.
Oh, I like it. That's your sexy voice.
My Brenda Vaccaro voice.
Your what now?
Your Brenda Vaccaro.
She is an old-timey actress that is before your time, son.
What was she in?
She had a raspy voice.
Just to sell tampons.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And other things.
This is your contribution to the show.
We were just talking about anal. Don't jump on his...
Yeah, he's switching to the other side.
He's flipping around.
He's going down an inch.
Like, that could be worse.
It's the all orifice show.
You're going up an inch. I had to do that. I had to figure it out. Well, I guess it depends which way you're going.
Right. I was going to interject on it. Yeah, it could be.
God, this show is filthy.
Right now it is.
Look what you've done.
No, we're already there.
No. It's Joe's fault.
No.
Yes. Mr. Davin!
Oh, there we go. At least one.
See this fucking man, Miller, full of lies.
Okay.
See how he runs.
See how he lies.
I really want to laugh. She didn't. She
sounds like
to.
One of our fans.
I really want to laugh. I do. Maybe I'll try.
Joe tries to rebound from the tampon joke.
No, it's fine.
Aw, you sound so sexy.
I can't tell you to go fuck yourself like Bobby, Peter Brady voice.
When it's time to change.
Soon you're going to notice the hair is growing in places where it wasn't before, young Joe.
I squeaky when I laugh.
That's really cute.
Here's your Sears magazine. See if there's something you like.
Funny.
Joe, what are you doing in the bathroom, Joe? Joe, come on out.
Be right there. Me and this little towel I have. We're going to be big someday.
How did I get involved? I'm not even in the picture yet. Towel. Hey, this is my job. You're getting us confused. It's the worst threesome ever.
Maybe he was having a sandwich first, and then he got an idea.
Probably. It's probably what turns Joe on, a big meatball sandwich. Like, I got meatballs. I'd like to stick them in between two buns. Oh, really? Really, tampon boy? You got a whole draft you got to worry about, Squeaky. Squeaky Frome.
Squeaky Frome.
Yeah, that's one of the killers.
I know she is.
Yeah, well, I don't have a lot of squeaky references in the Rolodex. And the fact that I have Rolodex reveals how old I am.
I know, right?
All right. Anyway. I really want to laugh. After seeing through the truth, I did find these people used me, cheating on the victims. They should get death penalty. I am waiting for these fucking people to go to hell. Forever.
Well, are they, is it like they're going to hell, or is it they're going to hell forever, and they're just trying to get the forever stamp on there?
I don't know. I think it's like
plan.
The deli.
Yeah.
Waiting.
Oh, yeah. Got the ticket.
Please kindly help me send to FBI and your government. Mr. Davin!
Ooh, two.
You said this person is from Africa. Two women, the one who brought this to our attention and Rita, contacted them in person.
What? But?
And they are native speakers but cannot judge the truth and fake. How ironic! I see how wicked these people, James H. Miller and Parker Green, who was a model, having the hot and sexy model photos on. I do not remember. She's confused. She's lost the plot.
I know. She's thinking about hot and sexy model photos.
No, because
photos
the pictures I showed her were of a model, but now she thinks...
That really is him.
Yes, because she's a maroon who has a 19-year-old daughter who tragically gets hit by a truck in London. Went to the bank.
Yeah.
She's 19 now?
Wasn't Jennifer always?
I don't know.
Maybe she was 17?
I'm not really sure. Because
there was a whole thing that we were talking about a couple of weeks ago where we mentioned the age. No, she's younger than that.
I don't know. Do you need tea?
I got coffee.
Yeah, that was the wrong decision, stupid. When they're selling hot beverages and you can't speak and you have to for a while, tea with honey and lemon was the move.
Well, I wanted coffee.
Is the wife home?
I don't know. I don't live here.
Well, you usually barge through and cause a ruckus.
She's not in the way of the ruckus.
Yeah,
she knows
says
better.
It never fails. Joe always locks me out.
No, she knows that we come blundering through your house at certain times.
We'll have to get
she
him
gets
some
out
tea.
Of the way.
We'll
so does your
some,
child.
We'll have to get him some tea on the break.
Yeah.
Would you like tea, Joe?
You got it.
Yeah.
No, Joe, I'm just offering because I don't.
Trucker Tom says, someone tell Marge Simpson to calm down.
Funny. And this is why I don't have to play Convoy anymore.
You know what? I should do it like a version of this show, according to my take, and call it I Drove in Traffic for This. That's the
when have you ever done a version of this show that wasn't your take? When have you ever put yourself in somebody else's shoes and go, I wonder what he or she is thinking now? I missed that show. Did that happen? Did I forget to hit record, Joe? Because empathy and you sell the meat.
I'm not having fun right now.
Then I'm doing my job.
I'm not having
the ex
fun.
Called me up. She said, get him. Mission accomplished.
Oh, jeez.
We'll get Joe some tea on the break.
Yeah.
God knows what he's going to put in it here. This spider.
Spider?
Eye of Newt.
Eye of Newt. Like potions
Gingrich.
Like grandpa.
Eye of Newt Gingrich. Yeah. Just see him next time sticking up for Trump with a patch like he's a pirate.
Ew!
But Joe's voice is fine. Do that. Let's see. All we need is the true evidence. These people lie to me, and they do fall for the native speakers. Why I need to lie? They blame me, but they were not able to judge them, and then why me? Because they looked at you as an expert, stupid.
Yeah.
Think about what I said. I am going to open the whole truth soon, because I cannot bear for what they have done to me. The true voices from me. It sounds like if Joe was going to branch off from the Sexy Susan Project and do a solo album.
The true voices from me?
Yeah, it'd be like, you know.
Sung with this voice.
Yeah.
Like people might listen to it then.
Actually, the true voices from me sounds like somebody like carved a hole in her head and they got out.
It's dark.
Have we met?
But what have her voices been? For the past time. You know.
I don't know. You've been listening. Can you figure it out?
No, but it's like she's calling everybody out.
Yeah, really.
You know, the true voices, she's calling everybody out.
What the hell has she been holding
What's
back?
What's this big secret that she's been holding back on?
She's really a man. Now it's time for Ball Busting Blue.
Oh, damn. That was almost going to be a category.
Yeah, you sucked for a couple of shows in a row.
Yeah, I know.
You're really not very good at this. The way they did to me... for Trucker Tom, is the same as Pedro Simpson and Giunti Marum, who were in Thailand and Malaysia. James H. Miller and Parker Green are...
fucking assholes.
Fucking assholes.
You both win.
Yay! Yep.
I did think they are good people. Now I do not think so. Because they are no difference from my real scammers. Even that fucking bitch Jennifer Green.
Can you stop
Green.
For a second?
I guess there's a period.
Yeah, they're no different from... Who's this now she's describing?
She's talking about Miller and Green.
And she's they're no different from the real scammers?
Remember, Pedro Simpson and Giunti Marum.
And she's considering them real scammers.
Well, she's saying they're no
and
different.
And there's no
different. No, they're authorities, but they're bad. I think she's saying they're authorities, but they're
bad authorities.
Yes.
Yeah, they're no different. They're all one and the same.
Well, they're the evil Americans that she's talking about.
And even that fucking bitch, Jennifer Green.
I know. Mummy?
Her fucking lies are, Mummy, I did confirm. And why you never trust me? She is a...
fucking bitch.
Fucking liar.
Oh, Pip.
Yeah.
Pip for the point. All right. Please send info out around the world. You host a radio station, and please do it many times. Thanks. Mission accomplished, Missy. Your wish is my demand.
Yep, for 40 minutes every Tuesday.
Oh, well. And this one's coming to an end very soon. Because then I've got to get Joe T.
Yeah.
Oh. What? Get your plugs out, stupid. I don't feel like you scrounging around when it's time for that. We're doing it on the first portion of the show.
What, we're doing plugs now?
No, but soon.
Okay.
Because then we got the two syndicated
portions. I understand.
I know you understand.
Yeah.
But it's the action I like to see. Because then when I go, Joe, and there's nothing but rustling papers.
Well, thank you for letting me know in a scolding type fashion.
Well, you saw the breakdown of the show. You should know. You're not new.
Oh, my God.
Scolding. It's like doing a show with Napoleon. You should dress like Napoleon for the show.
Oh, my
God. If he had troops like you, he never would have conquered half of Europe. Let me just tell you. Wait, he wouldn't have gotten out of his basement.
The show's going to be done from Elba from now on.
You can't afford airfare.
Just no, pretend to stick your hand inside your jacket for a little while.
Stick it inside of a wood chipper.
Not like those pushy heart attack victims.
Oh my God.
Classic Joe bits.
You want to know something? As much as he hates my act.
I didn't say I hate your act.
You always. Yeah,
if I hate your act, then I hate
my
act.
Because
I've shit, I forgot.
As well, you should have.
But you'll quote it.
Speaking of, did Kevin Lee get in contact with you?
Yeah.
You doing the gig?
Oh, I didn't ask me about that. No, I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. He wanted to know if you were open this Saturday.
Oh, shit. No. I'll,
not my
well,
problem.
I'll let him know. I didn't see anything.
Anyway. All right. So this is...
doing
conversation. Well, you know.
Like two old storekeepers. The nails come... Hold on. Nails come in? No. Well, it should have been. We got a show to do. I want to find out what them nails are.
It's kind of like that.
You know?
It's like, and it's like you're standing there going, I just want to buy a can of paint. Could I just have a friggin' can of paint?
Well, we're going to short pay the invoice if I don't see those nails. We're doing a show. I know what in the hell we're doing. Go on. I'm just saying. I can't say what I have to say. I get the perfect voice to do that right now.
You do.
you won't by the end of the show.
I know. Yeah,
I'm going to record you saying, you kids get off of my lawn.
See, I feel bad for Davin because I had, when we were on that tour in Michigan 2 years ago, this is the voice he had. And it is like doing two shows.
Oh, man.
You know? Please note, Joe, show compassion.
So it's the only time since I've known him. That's the thing. He always harkens back to that one time where he was a human being.
And Tom, Trucker Tom was a witness. He was at that gig.
Probably did it for appearances.
And he probably didn't. And Tom. I told Tom, I go, you're going to witness something that nobody's ever seen. He's like, what? I compassion I'm having towards Davin.
You were just trying to woo Tom. That's all you were doing. No, you fooled no one.
Right. Trucker Tom actually goes, here we go. Joe and Davin go at each other in another tangent. And then he shows a picture of Michael Jackson eating popcorn. And it says, you know why I'm here.
All right, fuck it. No more.
Funny.
Tom will not get what he wants. We're going to do plugs and take our break.
All right.
Ruins on
him. He's lucky I didn't play Convoy. Or Julie Love. Because I got him.
Tom said, wait a minute, what the hell am I in trouble for? I heard my name and I didn't even say anything.
Because you used
time.
A hacky meme in my chat room, mister. And I like that meme, but it's a hacky meme. I expect better.
No, we complained about him before and he's like, what the hell did I do? I don't really remember. You jumped on Joe so fast, I forgot what you said about Tom.
Jumped on Joe, so how could you resist?
It's like good.
Room full of mountain lions, holy cow.
You're covered in sauce, what are we supposed to do?
What's with me? Ain't better, you won't be.
That's my sauce.
Making the Joe sauce.
Oh, God. I didn't mean that kind of sauce.
He's big pants people. Making the Joe sauce, getting it in the jizz rag.
Oh, God. And Lisa's like, we're back to the anal again.
How many times has Lisa said that over the course of the week? I can just see Lisa doing fucking commentary of her sex life. And we're back to the anal again.
We're coming around the side. Here we go.
And after these messages, a blowjob.
Do you have that not-so-fresh feeling?
And now a word from our sponsor.
Oh, dear God. Lisa, I'm sorry.
She knows what she's in for.
She knows.
She knows what she did. All right, shall we? Let's see. Ah, papa. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they ever attacked? Of course. We all want that. Oh, before I continue with this, what was the total?
Oh, well, you know, there were...
Oh, I forgot to play the Scambusters music, too. It's just not a show without it. Here, all right, I'll play the Scambusters music while you give the totals.
Well, you know what? This was really, really a poor showing on my part.
It usually is.
This was really bad. This was two Mr. Davins, which the closest ones were Lisa and Joe's girl. And then so-called Melvin Santos? Nothing. Any mentions of her jobs? None.
No, you suck.
Yeah, I know. So, well... Let's see, nobody really got it this time because there was nothing to guess.
Just a room full of losers.
Pretty much.
Good job, Pip Helix.
And my computer froze up. We were just having a beautiful time.
Up.
Yeah, it did.
Could have been worse. Could have been my computer.
That I know.
That was 2 weeks ago.
That little hand that's supposed to float around and point at things, yeah, it's stuck on Portobello.
Oh, one quick thing about when you said the line was out on the computer, and that was the thing that I told you about where there's a problem, like an easy-to-overlook thing.
Yeah.
I was at the gig, and my keyboard isn't working. My brand-new keyboard isn't working. I'm freaking out, and I'm like, why isn't it? What could be the problem? Well, maybe if you had it going out in the right jacks, it would have worked better. You know, and I noticed it, and I'm like, and it was very hard to find because I only marked white arrows to where it has to go. And I'm like, you got it. And I thought of you. I'm like, I told you that story.
We saw it at the GOP convention. I don't know. I think it was Trump or somebody big was giving a speech, and the whole screen behind at the GOP convention went on the fritz. I mean, so they're having the same shit we are. Somebody probably kicked the plug in the back.
Yeah.
God,
I think it was during. Well, I think it was when Trump was speaking. I don't know, but it was definitely during like a big primetime speech, and also, or maybe it was Ted Cruz, and you just see it like funny.
Like fritzing out, like Ted Cruz was.
Yeah, and then I look at the shit we're working with, and go, well, not so bad, all things considered.
Yeah,
I know, really, that's awesome.
All right. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they ever attack? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email them at russferdico@yahoo.com. That's RussFerdico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
You're going to have to read something, Joe, because I'm locked up here.
Okay.
I got the date for Portobello, too, for you.
Okay. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that just has to impress. That's the place you got to go. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, you got anything cooking?
October 14th.
October 14th? Okay. Has the entertainer been named yet?
We're still in contract negotiations.
Okay. So October 14th, that's an upcoming show. Be a great act coming. So look, experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website. Check it out, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out and a great time. You deserve Portobello.
You ready, Pip? You want me to do yours?
You do. Yeah, if you've got mine.
I have everything.
Awesome.
Is your computer going to run tonight, or?
I'm seeing.
Oh, dear.
Wait. There, we're having a glass. Read one. I'll find the other one.
Yes, Commandant.
Thank you.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue, Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100, 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to make your reservations for their next comedy show when I book it.
It's me. When I get around to it, too. So it'll be great when he decides to do something.
Yes. When I do something, you'll be the second to know. Yes. So, yeah, Francesco's, go there.
Angel Bakery has been family-owned and operated since 1927, and their pita pillow is the heartier pita with no artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives. Pita pillows come in classic white or whole wheat. In fact, the whole wheat variety provides 52 grams of whole grains in each serving. Its edible container is the perfect choice for snacks, dips, and sandwiches. Pita pillows are even the bread of comics. As a comic, it's not always easy for eat to, stupid. It's
to
not
read?
Always,
it's not always easy to read?
Trying to do this without squeaking. I'm multitasking.
How about
here.
You just do it correctly?
As a comic, it is not always easy for us to eat healthy while we're on the go. With all natural ingredients and a pocket design, pita pillows allow us to do that without having to break out the slop towel. We heard about slop towel.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Thanks for the mention.
Thank you. Eat a delicious sandwich and not worry about making a mess. It's another reason why pita pillows is the bread of comics and should be your bread of choice, too. Pita pillows are available in New York at Fairway Shopping Centers and Best Market. You can order them for delivery at angelbakeries.com. You can learn more at angelbakeries.com as well. And make sure you check out and follow Angel's Bakery on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Pita Pillows for some hysterical content. Pita Pillows, the bread of comics, where the only thing that isn't funny is providing you a delicious and healthy pita.
Sometimes you feel like a slice.
Oh, look who's back.
Sometimes you need much more.
Sometimes you need a computer that works.
Sometimes you need your computer not to lock up.
You're prop child.
You see the way his brain works? It's like, oh, Pip's ready. Be a dick, be a dick, be a dick. Swing an action.
You don't understand me at all. No. It's always be a dick. It's just whether I suppress it or not. I would think you would
nothing
know that
a,
by
nothing
now.
A pillow can with chloroform can fix.
A quick bite. Or a feast befitting San Gennaro.
Anger.
Jen Corelli's Pizza.
How about you do it properly now?
Okay.
Before I get squeaky over here.
Yeah. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Mm. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro.
What are you laughing about?
Mm, like we're at a Baptist church. Yeah, mm-hmm. Honey, you tell it. You tell it now, honey.
Is that your black squeaky voice?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Mm. Jen Corelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey. Don't get me started. You know what happens.
Girlfriend.
Features a wide variety of pizzas.
You know, you're as dumb as they come. You should have chewed me out for even saying that. You add another log.
No, because she said don't get me started.
Yeah, but stupid. You're the boss. You're just supposed to yell at me for even doing that.
I'm only as good as my crew.
All right.
So this is your fault.
No, it's your fault because you stink right
Why
now.
Why don't you get a Smith Brothers, stupid? Bet you put milk in your coffee, too. That'll help.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, it makes you phlegmy, you asshole. Oh. You're not going to have milk in your tea. You'll have honey.
Now you have squeaky phlegm. Yum.
Wasn't she one of the Manson gang?
Oh, my! We referenced her earlier tonight.
Yeah, but we did the real one.
She's on the brain. Jen Corelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Don't. Jen Corelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, or have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.jencorellispizzanj.com. That's www.jencorellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Corelli's.
Yeah. Anybody got anything to promote?
Yeah, I most certainly do. I will be playing with the band Fragile Sky this coming Saturday, August 13th.
Guess you can't do a comedy gig.
Say what?
Yes, you can't do a comedy.
Yeah, I'll figure that. with Mike Tramp, formerly of White Lion.
You're in Mike Tramp's band?
No, I'm playing with Fragile Sky.
He's like, no, Mike. No, Mike said no.
No. So, and
I like Mike Tramp.
Yes. So we're playing.
Yes.
He's an iconic lead singer of the platinum recording artist White Lion.
Oh, you got the press release.
Yes.
Okay. How many tickets does your band have to sell?
No, I just play the keyboards.
Who's your Mike McClinton?
Yeah, no, it's Mike Messina. Actually, very good band.
Okay.
And, yeah, so we're playing Blackthorn 51 in Elmhurst this Saturday. And go to my go to Joe Curry webpage or Joe Curry on Facebook to find out the address because I don't have it.
I can't get mad at him for not doing the shit I ask him to do. He can't even do the shit he's supposed to do. Well, that should be a good show. Oh, good show. Just you, just your band and his band?
No, there's all going to be all sorts of other bands, too. But we're going on, like, second, I think.
Second for the whole event?
Yeah.
There you go. What time does that start?
7:30. Mm. 7:30.
Get there promptly.
Get there
Joe.
Early.
Get there early. Help Joe break down the equipment.
Please.
See Joe be the middle.
Help make sure that Joe hooks up his keyboard. It's in the right jack.
Yes. So,
anything for you, Miss Helix?
No.
Oh, it's Saturday, August 13th. I won't be able to see Mike Tramp and Joe. I'll be in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania at the Pocono Vacation Park.
Are you going to be on a train?
What? What does that even mean?
This is the Pocono. They got the little choo-choo trains. Like the vacation park, the little train that goes around there. All right. Go on.
Thank you, Squeaky.
Sorry, I didn't understand it.
That's
either.
That's all right, Joe's just... See? This is what happens when you don't get the pity laugh. You wind up in the barrel where you deserve. Okay. That's what happens with Pips Off Mike. You better not try anything without her around. Why don't you chew on that a little more? You're chewing on metal, you animal.
You don't worry.
I think you're like trying to work out a piece of steak.
No. No, it's fun to chew on stuff. I chew on my pens.
Yeah, Mr. Helix says not so much. Anyway...
He's glad I'm taking it out on the pens, yes. Believe me.
For tickets, call to see me at Pocono Vacation Park, 570-424-2587.
What is a Pocono Vacation Park?
I think it's a vacation resort.
Okay. Beautiful Mount Airy Lounge.
But it's not like a vacation park, like it's like a park. And
I don't know, probably camping and stuff.
Right.
Well, sometimes they have like rooms, and then they have like a golf course, and then maybe a pond or stuff like that. Mm. Like the Pocono
Joe,
is really
nice.
I'm
not moving there. I'm just doing a gig.
I'm just asking a question.
I'll make sure I report back to you.
Okay.
I'm sure
maybe I'll periscope it for you.
I'm sure they have crafts.
Can you make us a house of sticks?
Yes.
And popsicle
I'm gonna
sticks.
Put you both in it and light it on fire.
Too late to make friends.
<That's funny. laughs> For tickets, stupid. Cough.
I'm just gonna mouthful of coffee.
I don't want that infected stuff on me.
You're wearing a white shirt. I'd be more careful around
you. It's a shit shirt. It's a fuck around shirt. It's like Joe. It's a Joe and Pipper coming over shirt. It's not a public consumption shirt.
Yeah, the
shirt.
2000 Bowl-a-thon shirt you're not going to be wearing to the social events.
Well, I was helping you fight epilepsy.
Okay.
It's been a long time since I've helped. But hope they got it solved. They don't need me anymore.
How'd you guys make out with that shit?
Still a problem. So, yeah, go see me at Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. On the break, we got brand new music from Experience of Music with Space Bass and Jerome Clark with Waka Waka. These are two dance tunes. A lot of bass. You can learn more about both artists at khb-music.de, khb-music.de. And then when we come back, we'll talk about my hell gigs. We'll talk about some of that stuff.
Yes. All
right,